sinners came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Thankfully, you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew 11. Matthew 11, we left off last time at verse 25. The Lord speaking about and to us about how it will be more tolerable for in judgment for cities like Sodom and Gomorrah, like Tyre and Sidon, than it will be for Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Why? Because they've seen in the fullness the salvation of the Lord come in His Son. You and I, we are in a similar situation. Although we've not seen the Lord with our eyes, we've not heard with our ears the ministry that He had physically upon this earth, but we have His Word. We have the Word of God. We have the Scriptures. We have the accounts of all those things here, all summarized in the Bible, collected together for us in a very easy, a very compact place. We can know about the working of God, and we can hear about the ministry of the Lord Jesus and His disciples and the churches of the Lord to declare that very thing, the need of salvation for sinners, the need of repentance before God, the need and necessity of receiving the Lord Jesus and His gospel, believing and trusting on Him in a substitutionary way, that He died for you, He was buried for you, He rose again for you, that you need that. Not that Jesus died to save us all. I hear that so much these days. Well, Jesus died to save us all. What you need to consider is about you, your soul, your sin, your need before God. As these cities that are mentioned here stand before the Lord, the cities are made up of people indeed. They're made up of the leadership. They're made up of the citizenry. We understand that. But every individual will stand and give account for their part in their dealing, their working, their rejection and Chorazin. Such and the citizens of Bethsaida, such the citizens of Tyre and Sidon, and so on. The Lord is able to account all of that. He has no problem doing so. And so, for those that reject the fullness of the Word of God and the gospel and the need of sinners and God's provision for that, the judgment will be heavy indeed for those that have more knowledge and more opportunity in the Word and the Scripture and what is revealed indeed. In verse 25, the Lord Jesus, He begins to pray. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. He prays and declares this unto the Father. I thank You, Father. I thank You that You have been merciful and kind. I thank You, Father, that You have been compassionate and wise. I thank You, Father, that You have done those things that glorify You and me. You've hid these things from the wise and the prudent of the world. Those very knowledgeable of the things of the working of the world and the cunning of the world and such as that. The great trade that was done there in Tyre and Sidon. The things that made Capernaum prideful. Those things in which Chorazin and Bethsaida resisted. Those things that Sodom pursued, the people pursued of their own will and their own way. You have hid these from the worldly wise and the worldly prudent, Father, and You hast revealed them unto babes, unto children, unto very young children, unto babies. You have done this. Verse 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. You have revealed these things unto the weak, unto the lowly, to the undesirable. Wasn't that the argument that the religious leadership of the day had with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would eat and fellowship with publicans and sinners? And understand, when we hear that in the scripture, it's not that the Lord condoned them in their sin in any way. He did not. He did not condone their sin in any way. He showed them that the way of righteousness was the way of God and the way of truth. All things are delivered unto me, my Father, the Lord says in verse 27. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And listen, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. We've got a great statement here, the multitude being spoken before, as we see in verse number 7. And the Lord Jesus says that the Father and Son know one another, and no one can know the Father except the Son reveal him unto them. Sinner, fellow citizen, you need the Lord Jesus Christ, just like I need the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I, but personally, you need the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's only the Lord Jesus Christ that can reveal these things unto you. And we pray that he would. We pray that you would seek his face, that you would look to him, that you would hear him in the scriptures, that you need him more than you need physical food. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can reveal the Father unto any person. To any man, woman, boy, or girl, it is the Lord Jesus is the only one that can reveal the Father unto them. All things are delivered unto me and my Father. That means he's given everything unto the Son, the Father has. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. No man knows him. No man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. It's only the Son that knows the Father. It's only the Father that knows the Son. And listen to this. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Son has got to reveal the Father. The Son has got to reveal God. The Son of Man, the Son of God upon the earth is the only one that can reveal God unto sinners. You need him. Friend, you need him. He is life eternal. He is the Savior. And so that being set out very plain, this of the condemnation of these cities and what the Lord even knowing those things that did not come to pass, he knows even those things that did not come to pass. He knows that had the gospel as it was preached in Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, had it been preached in the days of Sodom, Gomorrah, and Tyre, and Sidon, they would have repented. The Lord knows that they would have repented, and he knows certainly, and we've seen that the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum did not repent. He says, you can't know the Father unless I reveal him unto you. What is it that Jesus says? What is it that the Lord Jesus Christ then directs unto sinners, unto you and me? Verse 28, come unto me. Come unto me. I am the one. Come unto me. As the Lord Jesus said in the book of John, and to those, some of those that he was dealing with, he said, you will not come to me that you will have life, and therefore you will die in your sins. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So many things that we labor with. So many things that we are heavy laden with. Sin. A lack of peace. The uncertainty of the future. Physical ailment, physical need, pain, misery, and sorrow caused by relationships and by hard physical things that happen in this world, people, problems that we make for ourselves. Come unto me, all ye that labor with your sin, with your problems, with your ills, with your health. Come unto me, all ye that labor with the uncertainty of future, the uncertainty of the next life, the uncertainty of the fear of death, the labor and the burden of fear. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden with the fear of death, with despair of this life. There's so many young people that are killing themselves. They despair of life. Some of it is because of jealousy. They don't get their own way, and they're going to make their final statement, and they kill themselves to just dig somebody that they hate and that. Some kill themselves out of despair. Some kill themselves out of the finishing of a tantrum because they're not getting their way. Others, they're just so heartbroken and so broken down that they just despair of life and they kill themselves. Oh, sinner, do not kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Without Christ going into eternity, it will be far, far, far unimaginably worse there in hell than anything in this life. You need Christ. The Lord Jesus says, he doesn't say, stay away from me, you filthy sinners, but he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest from your sins. I will give you rest in your burden. I will give you help and strength and comfort. I will settle this of eternity. I will forgive you of your sins and your burden and load of sin, the ravages of sin upon you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He goes on and says, coming to me and I saving you and rescuing you for the child of God, those that have been saved, it's a call of then unto service. It's not just a one-time event then to be rescued and go ahead and live your life the way that you want to. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. A burden to bear. A burden to bear. There's already a burden that's being borne by sinners. But he says, take my yoke upon you, my burden. He says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I am power under control, and I came lowly to be the Savior of sinners like you, and you shall find rest unto your souls. You'll find rest in me. Rest in salvation, rest in service. He makes it very clear in verse number 30, for my yoke is easy. Your burden is not easy. The burden and the ravages of your sin, the guilt and the fear that you have and the condemnation of God and the uncertainty of life after death and what the other side holds and this threat of hell for unrepentant and unbelieving sinners. He says, take my yoke upon you. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My burden is light. The burden and the yoke that you have now, it's heavy and it's killing you. But come unto me. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me and come carry my burden. It's easy. Amen. Amen. It is easy. Because it's eternal and it's blessed and there's help from the Lord in it. And his burden is indeed light. Sinner, come unto the Lord. Come unto the Lord. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in him and his gospel for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.